this computer. Thank you very much. By the way, you have a lovely voice. I don't know if you've ever been told that.
Are your seatbelts fashioned?
Did you say fashioned?
Fashioned.
Yeah, that's what I do too. See? Instead of fashioned, I say fashioned. I guess I'm old-fashioned.
It's an impediment.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
Is that the musical opening?
Pretty much. All right, I don't know. What can go wrong? I'm still new at this. All right. I don't know. Let's see.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this bellyache, I said,
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
Doctor,
to relieve this bellyache. Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing, nothing I can take? I said,
Doctor,
to relieve this bellyache. I said,
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
Doctor, Doctor,
yes, you put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both up. Put a lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both down. Put a lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for a lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. Put a lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
Doctor,
to relieve this bellyache. I said,
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
Doctor, 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 Doctor.
You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both up. Put a lime in the coconut, you drink them both up. Put a lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both down. Put a lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Ain't there nothing you can do? I say woo, to relieve your bellyache. I say woo, ain't there nothing you can take? I say woo, to relieve your bellyache. I say
doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take? I say
doctor,
to relieve this bellyache. I say
doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take? I say
doctor,
are you such a silly woman? Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both up. Put a lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Yes, you call me in the morning. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning,
how you feeling it, Lyle? What? It's soft. I offered you headphones. I offered you a speaker. What?
That's just the external sound. So
weird.
You're perfectly loud. It's like you're shouting at me.
Well, I am not shouting at you.
Right,
you're just a little frustrating sometimes. That was Harry Nilsson. I think that was from Nilsson Schmilsson. And he passed. What a shame. He was brilliant. Yes.
Oh.
Friend of John Lennon's. They did some stuff together, actually.
Huh.
And he passed too. Gosh darn it. But it's called Coconut. I always thought it was called Put the Lime in the Coconut, but it's not. It's just called Coconut. Because I think that speaks for itself.
Volumes.
June the 19th it is, in the magical year 2021, which I can't imagine what that's going to be like in 2021. Since here it is 1957, and I imagine the Finns will be really big in 2021.
What about 1957?
Yes, thank you. You were there too. I know you were.
But what about it?
What?
What about 1957?
Isn't that the year? Am I wrong?
About the year of what?
Of me now? Isn't this? Wait a second. Let me.
Is it 1957?
Where's my watch? My watch has the year on it. How are you? It's so amazing to have you actually physically present in this house here.
It's.
It makes life seem suddenly, well, not worthwhile, but
no, not really.
Pretty, different.
Yeah.
And like things might be okay. Is it, you want me to close a curtain? Is that somebody?
No, it's just my contacts.
Your contacts?
Yeah.
Oh, you're wearing your contacts now.
I always wear contacts, and they're being naughty.
Yeah. Okay.
But
all right.
Hopefully.
Do you wear? Is that where the blue comes from? Does the blue come from contacts?
Does the what?
Blue. Are your eyes actually
my
just
eyes are actually
white?
Blue. No. The contacts are practically clear.
They are.
Yeah.
So
they're very light blue.
Very nice. And are you happy with them?
In general, yes.
Yeah.
Except for like right now.
Do you want to just go in the bathroom and wash out your eyeballs
Hopefully
or something?
Hopefully it'll clear.
Yeah. Do you need some drops? Because this is a kind of a major distraction to see they're blinking and scratching.
Well, no.
If you could use your hind leg behind your ear, at least it would be cute.
That would help. Yeah. If only I were a cat.
Yeah, or whatever.
Or a rabbit or something.
It's June the 19th. Who was born on this day? James, the English king.
Which one?
Baby James, sweet infant king. James, little James.
Of course, they were all infants at one time.
James the First.
Oh, James the First.
Yeah, which one? It was the first one, so you just call him James. Well,
is that the same as
there
James?
Was no second, third, or
was
fourth.
Was that James the First of England identical with James the Sixth of Scotland?
Yes, it's the same guy.
Okay.
Who I think he started out
as
king of Scotland, and he got transferred. He got a horizontal transfer to England.
Yeah.
So now he's the king of England. Anyway, I can't say a single thing here without have you questioning it.
Well,
are we married?
That's my job.
I'm asking you a question. Are we married?
I hope not.
Okay, then you have no right. let's see. Wallis Simpson, the Duchess of Windsor, was born in 1896.
Oh, really?
And since this is an old book, that's all we have for births. And deaths, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg died in 1953 on the same day. Isn't that, they're a close couple. I think
it wasn't a natural death.
Well, what death is, really?
So Wally Simpson is still with us.
Natural causes, what is that?
Yes.
Is a bus natural causes? I think so. Electric chairs. I don't know.
What year was Wally Simpson?
Who? Wallis Simpson, Duchess of Windsor, 1896.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think she's we're being
old
that
now.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she still around? She can't still be around. No.
But according to
and this is where the first Father's Day began.
Oh.
On this day, not tomorrow.
What year?
This is the first year I will not have any of my family around me for Father's Day. My daughters have all gone off with other fathers, fathers-in-laws. And my wife never celebrated it. Why should she? I'm not her father.
You're not her father.
Or there would have been a lot different, I'll tell you. We don't do that. She never heard that in her whole life. Anyways, first Father's Day was held on June 19th, 1910, in the U.S., inspired by a YMCA worker, Mrs. John Dodd. The rose was the official flower of the day, red for living fathers and white for a dead one. So that's nice. Give your father white roses and see how he feels about that.
And white for a dead one.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. I thought that was more interesting than it turned out to be.
I'd like to know why she was working at the YMCA.
Yeah. And the infant king was born today, as I mentioned. James, the son of Henry Lord Darnley and Mary, Queen of Scots, was born today in 1566 in place. So Mary, Queen of Scots, was she the one who was supposed to be, and then they got rid of her, and she went to Scotland and became the queen? Because she's supposed to inherit it, and then Elizabeth edged her out,
well, they were
forced her out, and then they went to she had to go to Scotland and be queen there. It was a second place.
Well,
queen, yeah, that's pretty much.
I think,
yeah. See, I watched a lot of, you know, upstairs, downstairs, and these references come up.
I think she lost her head, though. Somewhere along the line.
Along the line. Well, don't we all, really? Anyhow, he was born today in 1566, placed in an elaborate wooden cradle, which really looks like a crypt. They must have thought it was not a
really,
live birth.
That's the actual James.
Yeah, I can show you. This is his. Yeah, it was. It actually was just a drawing of a cradle that he lived in for many years, and it looks like he could not get out of that thing. I'll tell you that.
For many years.
What if he had to go to Scotland like his other people? He was crowned King James the Sixth of Scotland. See.
Yes.
Then in 1603, he became James I of England. I think there was some trouble involved in that transition. It wasn't a smooth transition. It was like the Trump thing, but not exactly.
Was he out of the crib by then?
Good question.
Well, he would have been like 40.
Crowned king in 1603. He was born in 1566, so that's quite a ways to be in a crib that size.
Yes.
Unless he wore it on his head as a kind of a crown. And baseball began today. First baseball game we know, except that Russia says they've created baseball. Do you know that the Russians claim it?
No, when did they say that?
All the time. They're always the first with everything. And the last to know.
So
the first formal baseball game was played June 19th, 1846.
Wow.
Between the Knickerbocker Club of New York and the New York Baseball Club at Hoboken, New Jersey. The New York Baseball Club won 23-1. God.
Well.
Holy cow.
Doesn't sound like much of a contest.
Yeah. At that time, there were no standard rules, although the game was loosely based on the English game of rounders. The home team provided balls that were of different sizes and weights. So there's the advantage for the home team.
No wonder they got 23-0.
Yeah.
23-1.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting. So that's today's date. Just to let you know, other things happened today. And let me see. What's new with you otherwise? So you're enjoying your newfound freedom?
No. What do we mean, my newfound freedom from what?
I don't understand why everything is so abstract that I'm saying. I mean, now you can go out more. You can go into restaurants.
Oh, I
you
see
can
that
go.
Kind of freedom. Yes,
yes.
The freedom to, yeah. Just loving it. Having a ball.
What is this wall between us?
what are these strange questions?
I feel like you're still wearing one of those plastic masks, and I'm trying to talk to you.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much.
I'm just
like
asking
that.
If you feel
maybe
a little.
That's what I got in my eye. One of those plastic masks. I don't know. Yes.
Let's examine the concept of co-host. You're supposed to say there and laugh at everything I say and not go, no. And then.
I haven't even said no.
No, but then you do your fake laugh. You know what I'm saying? But, all right, so I don't care if. All right, I don't mind. I don't need that.
No.
I don't need that. I don't. You're not Ed McMahon.
The patronizing laugh?
Yeah, I don't need that.
No.
No, I'd rather not have that. But you're supposed to sort of respond to things except something other than hostility. I mean, I'm.
No, hostility makes the world go around.
Let me try it again.
There is that.
How has your life changed now that you've been double vaccinated and you have a little more? I hate to use the word freedom because it's controversial.
Unfortunately, it hasn't changed much.
No, I found that too. You know, especially the first month after the second vaccination. That's the way you got to mark life now. You know, let's say, my immediate feeling after getting double vaxxed was, I am invincible. I'm fucking invincible.
Well,
you know, and nothing. I mean, I'm glad I didn't own any weapons. I mean, because I would have, you know.
Yes.
No, because that's not my thing. But you know what I'm saying? I felt really good. It was a real high. It was a high for about, I'd say, 10 days. And then I realized that nothing in my life had changed. And I still wasn't going out. And I still wasn't seeing anybody, because some of the people actually had left the veil thanks to this wonderful invention of whose, I don't care. But all right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so my life is exactly the same. And then it went in the post-pandemic depression.
Ah.
Which, maybe 6 weeks of that. Did you feel that? I mean,
No, I didn't have these stages of.
Do we share any feelings about anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. I think we live on different planets or something.
Yeah, okay. Hmm. All right.
There's that.
So you're not on Uranus with me?
I hope not.
Okay. Well, you can have Jupiter. It's a lot nicer, really, and I think you'll enjoy
it. There's that patronizing line.
You got to like methane. But then that, what I'm saying is that actually passed, and I started doing a few things, and now I feel like not normal, but new abnormal.
Newfound freedom.
Yeah, newfound abnormal.
Oh, okay.
And I was wondering if you felt any of that, and you didn't.
No, so I don't think
sorry,
I felt
I brought
any
up
of that
little,
at all.
Okay. Tell me something you feel something about. What if new music? Are you? I know you played some.
Some new music.
Some Jewish carillon music, which must have been pretty funny.
No, that was in Europe. This guy was doing some, but I haven't seen any of the actual music, so I haven't played any of it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
But did you find it? What do they do? Like. Sunrise, sunrise, sunset, what now, who knows, where is she, where'd you go, on the bells, that song?
I don't think that's what he's composed. Did you go,
I meant to, and then I never got around to it.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. Any other music now? You got some other music that you're into, that you acquired?
Oh, I did. I did get the our organization's their yearly batch of publications. I took them out of the box.
Oh, what is our organization? I forget.
The Guild of Caroliners in North America. I think it's on my T-shirt.
Oh, that's what that is. GCNA?
Yeah.
2001?
Yes, this is
Kirk in the Hills, in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
That's where we were.
June 23rd is about this time of the year.
20 years ago.
23rd to 26th, 2001. Yeah. And the Kirk in the Hills refers to?
Bloomfield, Michigan.
Is that called the Kirk in the Hills?
Well, this Presbyterian church is called Kirk in the Hills.
Oh, how nice.
It's a very large Presbyterian church.
I see. It's
very wealthy.
Yes. Is that the tower there, the Carillon Tower?
Yes, the Carillon.
It looks like the Chrysler building. That's a big.
Well, it's almost as tall. I mean, it's huge.
Huge. Yeah. These are well endowed. This little Kirk is not. Isn't big.
It's very near where James Hoffa was last seen.
Yeah.
The fox and hound.
So he could be beneath the Kirk in the Hills in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
And there's a little lake nearby, so he could be.
Oh, there's so much you can do with him.
Resting in the bottom of that lake.
I hope peacefully. May he not rise up.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. Well, how about that? Okay, so it's the anniversary of the Kirk in the Hills. 2001.
Well, just this particular T-shirt.
Yeah, very nice T-shirt.
But now this year we're all virtual.
Yeah.
So.
So what come when you get all this? You get a packet of information from what's happening in the Carillon world?
No, just the music scores.
Music. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I took it out of the box and said, okay, it's new music.
Yeah.
And then set it aside.
You haven't looked through it yet.
I'll probably never look at it again.
No. All right. Have you ever looked at anything they sent you and said, well, I could do this?
And I could play some of that? Well, I've occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I have this immense pile of brand new music that's never been smirched.
From them?
From the GCNA, yeah.
Yeah. What do you play? Just the same old crap all the time?
Yes, I play the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Until people are just sick of it.
Is there a what's that, the Taco Bell, what's that?
Oh, the Taco Bell canon?
Yeah, the Taco Bell cannon. Never is there something played. Like that for the Carillon, the thing that people always request all the time?
No.
On the bells?
No. Nobody requests anything.
Do you have a favorite?
No, it changes.
What's your current favorite?
Oh, my current favorite. I don't think I have one.
So you're indifferent to all these years playing
the... My repertoire evolves over time, but
yeah.
I don't have a favorite, no.
Okay.
That's like having several children and somebody says...
Have you been to a good restaurant? Have you been to a good restaurant lately?
I was to the Tempest the other night.
Oh, yes, I was there with you. I saw that. And
you
notice how we all left when you went to the bathroom?
Yes.
Because that means you get the check usually, so when you get out.
And man, was it a doozy.
I've never heard you talk like that. I'm a little disappointed in you, to tell you the truth. Oh, what is that there? Go away. This thing popped
up.
I don't know. Things pop up on you.
Well,
go away. Go away. Okay, that's good. In all the news that isn't for June 19th, 2021, when Trump says, I've done all this stuff for the blacks, he's referring to the family living with Larry David. I don't know if you caught that episode.
No.
The black family they rescued from New Orleans.
Oh.
Lived with them, yeah. And then Larry had to throw him out. And so Trump is actually doing it to show that he could do more for the blacks than liberal Larry David.
Yes.
Okay. When Queen Elizabeth and President Biden met at Windsor Castle, Joe did not walk ahead of her. So that's, I thought, important to note. Nor did he elbow her. Did you see that? He not only walked ahead of her, but he, you know, like, you know, come on, get up. I don't know what he was doing there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Kate Middleton wore fuchsia Alexander McQueen, visiting Cornwall School with Jill Biden, a bit overdressed for a school visit. No, we do have a picture of that here in our picture file. Kate. This is all very digital now.
Kate in her fuchsia?
Yeah. Kate in fuchsia, and we got Jill in her pink.
It looks like the same color.
Yes. Pretty close.
Yeah.
It's almost a fuchsia. But which one is cheaper, would you think?
Well, you've seen one fuchsia, you've seen them all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she looks good, actually. You know, Jill does as well. And Kate, let's see, the Duchess of Cambridge donned a fuchsia Alexander McQueen fitted dress with pleated neckline matching waist belt. Yeah. She paired the outfit with an L.K. Bennett nude Millie bag.
Oh. Excuse me?
She has a nude Millie bag there. You can see that. The tailored dress resembles an Alexander McQueen number she's worn in the past to Princess Eugenie's wedding in 2018 and the Queen's Trooping the Color Parade in 2017.
But it wasn't the same.
No, they never wear the same thing again. Just reminiscent of. Meanwhile, First Lady Jill Biden wore a bright pink blazer with white dress with nude Valentino pumps. See, we can't see the pumps on there. They saved us that, I guess, the nude Valentinos. Biden has two worn similar versions of this look in the past, including a black dress and double-breasted blazer she paired with fishnets to the disdain of conservatives on Twitter in April. Conservatives love fishnets. You know, it's just a lot of the guys wear them under their pants.
But I
could name names.
You said they disdain them.
I know. That's why. It's just because she wore them. You know,
conservatives
love fishnets. On anything except fish, I think. Well, this is Biden's first international trip as FLOTUS. Shaping her image on the global stage on Thursday, Biden also made headlines by wearing a love black blazer by Zadig and Voltaire, which many were quick to compare to Melania Trump's I Really Don't Give a Fuck to You, parka, from 2018.
Oh, yeah.
To meet British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his girlfriend/wife, Carrie Johnson.
Well, what
is it? So there you have it. That's all the fashion news.
Is it a girlfriend or is it a wife? Can't be both.
I think she still is. She was a live-in girlfriend when she moved in there on Downing Street.
But then they got married.
I hadn't heard. I didn't get... Where's the invite? other news. Joe Biden, is a distant second to Vladimir Putin among Trump voters. So as far as favorability, 9% like Joe Biden and 19% like Putin. But he is neck and neck in the former Soviet Union with Vlad, so that's pretty cool.
I I didn't know he was running.
They're both at 9% in the former Soviet Union. So.
Huh. Imagine that.
As far as what came of the summit, Putin offers Biden re-election if he cooperates. Mm. California reopened June 15th. We're still waiting to see if Oklahoma empties out into it again. Texas says it will build a border wall with Mexico, leaving the border with Oklahoma wide open. And you know them Sooners. They'll be there sooner or later.
With their Sooners. Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong-un says he's ready for dialogue and confrontation with the U.S., but shouldn't dialogue follow confrontation, not precede it?
Not for him.
You talk and then you confront is worrisome. Meanwhile, Kim looks much thinner these days, spreading Photoshop speculation.
Oh.
I have the pictures here. This is what seems to me to be exactly the same picture, and one he is noticeably thinner.
He is?
Yeah, this one. No, this one.
Yeah, it's hard to tell which is noticeably thin.
Yeah, no, he's thinner.
They both look the same.
Yeah. No, he's thinner. Look, if I did.
Yeah,
he's noticeably thin.
Yeah.
In fact, I can show it to you. I actually did some photoshopping of my own. I can make him even thinner. Took those same two photographs.
Whoa.
And look at much thinner. All right. So I think, you know.
Funny.
They think he might be ill because he's thin. They thought he was ill because he was fat.
Yeah.
He's just, that's the way he is. He's ill, period. All right. Violent thunderstorms on Jupiter form mush balls that fall from the sky, so it's just like around here. Jupiter Mush Balls, though, is a great band name. So.
Oh.
Jupiter Mush Balls.
What are they made out of, you know? Did it say?
No. I can see them on SNL. I'm the host on SNL. I get to introduce the band. Jupiter.
Ah.
Jupiter Mush Balls. Pretty good. France sends the U.S. a very small Statue of Liberty because c'est putain de drôle. How you say is fucking funny. Looks more like a Statue of Limitations. For some reason, France thought it would be funny to send us a small Statue of Liberty.
Aww,
and, you know, it's a convenient size. It sort of indicates where we're at.
Life size.
I like it. Yes.
Or something.
This is the statue. This is not the Statue of Liberty. Okay. Should be.
Did she come with it?
Come on, you. You can't say everything you're thinking.
Sure you can. It's a free country.
Oh, come on. All right. Mush balls from the sky. A surprisingly low 50 baby boys were named Lucifer in the U.S. in 2020.
Wow.
None were named Donald. And what about this one? 50 million Americans consider themselves creators, and 10 million the creator.
Well,
Kim Kardashian, a lot of Kim Kardashian news. I didn't feel we could ignore that. Kim Kardashian fails her first year law exam for the second time. Come on, Kim. Torts! It's torts! How hard is torts? What is torts? I don't know torts. Torts is, you did it, right? Torts? Not hard, right? It sorts them out. All right, sorts them out. Sorted her out twice so far. Plus, she was at the Robert Kardashian Law and Ambulance Chasing School. How could she fail that? Well, all right, so Kim. Show's ending. Her packet all in there, Spanx wear, has burst. The marriage, albeit to Kanye, is over. Kim says she feels like a failure. Well, maybe if she hadn't felt like a success. Oh, and this, Justin, Kanye unfollowed Kim on Twitter, the unkindest cut of all.
Well.
Yes. Oh, look, I go behind. See, the problem is if I do this, I'm actually behind you. I'm behind you 100% right here. I got to make you smaller.
I'm grateful I can't see any of this.
No, you're lucky. You're lucky. In a first, SpaceX launches a national security satellite, that's in quotes, with a used booster. SpaceX guarantees their boosters for two launches or 20,000 miles, whichever comes first. A giant living fossil fish can live for 100 years deep in the ocean. Yes, but what kind of life is that? New Paramount series, Why Women Kill, asks the question, really? And finally, the nation mourns the loss of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny after a scalpel clings to and through her COVID vaccine-infected neck. Attempts to resuscitate her failed when the damn paddles could not be pulled off her chest. And that's all the news that isn't. This time, sing along. Wow. You know the words. There's very few words in this song.
Which is good.
Huh? You just do the doctors.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank them
everybody
both up.
She put the lime in the coconut,
she drank them both up.
She put the lime in the coconut,
she drank them both up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor.
I'm not hearing you.
He said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can
here,
take?
Thanks.
I said, doctor, to relieve this bellyache, I said,
hold that up over your shoulder, right? You're not using it anyway.
Ain't there nothing I can take, I said, doctor, to relieve this bellyache. Now let me get this straight. You put the lime
in the coconut,
you drank and pulled up.
Put the lime in the coconut. This is a doctor talking.
You drank and pulled up. Put the lime
in the coconut,
you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut.
You called your doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?
I said,
doctor,
to relieve this bellyache. I said,
doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor.
Lime in the coconut, you drink 'em.
Okay, well, it's not gonna work, I guess. I guess we should have rehearsed it.
Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut and drink a load down. Put a lime in the coconut and call me in the morning,
doctor. Since we didn't have Copeland, I think the least we can do is have
some of his music.
A little hoedown. I'll go out with that. Perhaps his most playful work.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, that's a good one. You gotta like this, don't you, Lon?
Oh, love it. Just can't get enough of it.
All right, I want to thank all of you for listening or watching or whatever you've been doing these few minutes, probably just dozing off or talking on the phone like Jack is right now to one of his many admirers. Oh, can't talk over this part too easily. Well, it's a hoedown. And thanks to Aaron Copeland for hanging out another week there. And thank you, Lyle Anderson. Nice to see you back where you belong in the house of a guy's own.
Oh, thank you, Michael.